You are listening to the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome back to another awesome episode of the podcast. Today we are splashing into the summer by talking all about the water parks here in North Alabama. The heat is here, there's no doubt about that, and everyone is looking for a way to cool off. This episode is filled with many refreshing activities in North Alabama, so stick with us to learn how you can enjoy the sun while staying nice and cool. Today, I'm joined by an excellent guest, Haley Rutland. Haley, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Now, this isn't your first time on the podcast. You also joined us in talking about the state parks. But for those who are new or haven't listened to that episode, can you share a little bit about yourself and what your position is?
Yeah. So I am the communications director for Marshall County Tourism and Sports, aka Explore Lake Gunnersville. So I promote all things Lake Gunnersville in the surrounding area in Marshall County.
Perfect. So Haley is a great part of tourism here in North Alabama, and I am so excited for her to share her knowledge with us today. So let's just jump right in. How about it?
Sounds good.
Yeah. So the Sand Mountain Water Park is in your area, and this park is fairly new. When did it open?
It actually opened up last year, yes.
Okay.
The whole Sand Mountain Park and Amphitheater opened up last year, and it has been a big, big hit to our area.
Awesome. So it's relatively new then. So what can we expect at the water park?
So the water park is really, really great, actually. It has two 25-foot water slides that twist and turn all the way down into a pool. One of them is open and one of them is closed. There's a over 600-foot lazy river that you can float throughout the whole park. Has a vortex pool, a pool with a volleyball net and basketball goal for if you want a little friendly competition with your friends and family. Has lots of shaded areas, a splash pad with lots of fun spray things that the kids will just eat up. Lots of lounge chairs if you just want to lay out and get some vitamin D. It has a three-lane lap pool, vortex pool. It has poolside concessions if you need to stop and get some water, snacks, any kind of drinks. And if you also purchase your day pass, which day passes are $15, if you purchase a day pass, you get to explore the rest of Sand Mountain Park, including the indoor aquatic center, which has eight-lane pool, dive boards, that whole nine yards. They also have wet locker rooms and showers for your convenience if you want to wash off all of the day's good fun.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Now, you mentioned that it is part of the Sand Mountain Park and Amphitheater. So what else is there to do at this park besides the water park and the aquatic center?
So they have a walking trail throughout the whole park. They have the amphitheater that hosts tons of concerts every year. Last weekend, they had Skid Row and Nelly on Friday and Saturday nights. In a couple of weeks, they'll have Martina McBride, Diamond Rio, Lee Bryce, Travis Tritt, to name a few.
Oh, wow. Yes. Sounds really cool. So you can do all kinds of things at Sand Mountain Park.
Yes, it's been a great asset to our community, and people just love it.
That is so cool. And it is absolutely beautiful. I mean, it looks like something that you would find, you know, on an island or at the beach or something. I mean, it really is a great place to escape. So.
Oh, yes. I love going up there. So
now there's another relatively new water park over in Leesburg near the Georgia line, and that's the Pirates Bay at Chestnut Bay and Great Escapes RV Resort at Chestnut Bay. And it is right on Weiss Lake, and it opened in 2018. So again, it's fairly new. They've got five water slides. They've got body slides that kind of twist over each other. It kind of looks like a little twisted breadstick to look at the water slides, the way they kind of intertwine there. And they're like speed slides. They've got two pools. They've got a waterfall at one of the pools. They've got a kids water zone for littles, has a splash area and a playground. And They even have some offshore fun, as they call it. There's mini golf and table tennis. And of course, they have snacks and full meals at the dining pavilion, a gift shop. And I love this, that you could either stay in a rental home at the campground or in a cabin. So you could make like a whole weekend of this, which would be really cool. Another fun water park on the opposite side of our region is the Red Bay Water Park. And this water park has three pools, two big water slides, and an interactive splash pad area for little kids under 4 feet tall. And there's also a playground and a walking trail outside of the water park for a lot of fun too. So those are some other water parks to explore. Now, this next water park is definitely my favorite because it's minutes from my house. And Point Mallard Water Park in Decatur has been open for over 50 years, and it even has America's first wave pool, the first wave pool in the country. Now, I know you've been to this water park, right, Haley?
Yes, I haven't been since COVID, probably. I can't even remember what year I went, but honestly, it was so much fun to kind of put myself out there. I am not originally from North Alabama, but I'm around the Auburn area. And when I was growing up, there was a water park in Auburn. When I went to Point Mallard, it reminded me of all the times that I spent at the one in Auburn and the slides and the wave pool, the lazy river, all that stuff. It was such a nostalgic moment for me. So I had so much fun there, even though I didn't jump off the giant diving boards, if you will, but 10-year-old Haley would have definitely done that.
Yeah, I have never jumped off of the really big platform diving boards either. Yeah, that's just a little bit too daredevilish for me. Now I've done the other diving boards, but not those platforms.
Yeah,
those are
tall.
Those are pretty serious. And you see people like doing flips off of them too.
Oh, I remember watching all the kids do it. I'm like, yep, not anymore.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I'll be a spectator for that. Yeah, Point Mallard. I've had season passes there for, over 15 years now. I love to go every summer. I mean, it's literally like 10 minutes from my house. So I go on the weekends and relax at the wave pool and read a book and take a nap and cool off when I get too hot. And
sure. It's like that perfect chill.
Yes, it is. They have an Olympic size pool. There's a kids area with a squirt factory and the duck pond. I love the little twisty water slides. They've got speed slides, and one of my favorite things too is what they call the toilet bowl. Have you ridden that?
I didn't do that. I don't remember that.
You go down the slide and then it shoots you into this bowl like area, and it will just, you'll kind of go around a few times and then you'll drop into a pool. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I'm gonna have to go back so I can do that.
Yes. I don't remember that. Yeah. It's pretty cool. The first time is a little bit scary because you don't really know what to expect because the slide is enclosed on the way down. So it's kind of like, oh, what is coming? And then it's a lot of fun. So
a toilet bowl. That's so funny.
It has another name, but everybody just affectionately refers to it as the toilet bowl because you just kind of spin around and then you just drop in the pool. So
I get it.
That visual image there. There's a sky pond. I love the lazy river, like you said, that Sand Mountain Park has. You can just kind of get in there and just float around. Yeah.
Yes. It's so just relaxing. Just get a tube and float. Yeah.
And that area is really cool too because they've got a little splash pad area for little bitty kids. I've noticed they've put up colorful canopies over some of their chairs. So, you know, if you've got little kids, you want to kind of get them in the shade for a little bit to cool off, that's a good place to go. And they have a beach area. They have a sandy beach area that's really cool. So that's a lot of fun. Now, the next water park on our list is Spring Valley Beach Water Park in Bluntsville. And this is probably my second favorite water park. And this park is amazing. It is on 25 acres and they have a 2-acre pool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like one pool is 2 acres big. It is incredible. Yeah, it is. It's quite the sight to see. There's slides that go into the pool. There's a kiddie PlayStation that dumps water on you. There's like a bell that'll ring. And so all the kids will run over. And then this big bucket of water that's been filling up will like dump on them. And they just, yeah, the kids love that.
That's fun.
Yeah. There's another ride called the 360 Rush. And my niece, I did not ride this. My niece rode this one. And you're standing there and it just drops you into this tube. And so you kind of just stand in there and then the bottom comes out from under you and you go down this tube and then you end up kind of spinning around, kind of like the toilet bowl at Point Malheur. But yeah, it's definitely for the thrill seekers.
It's fun.
I did not do that one. To me, it was like a little too much like falling.
I get that.
Yeah.
I think I can kind of picture that too. I've seen some videos of some similar like water slides like that.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll give you a little, I think there's like a little bell or a little beeping sound. And so then you know that you're about to drop.
Well, that's fun.
And for this summer, they've got a new 4-person tube slide. And I saw a picture of it online and it looked pretty amazing. So y'all have to go try that out.
I've always heard about that water park, but I have not been to it. So yeah. I'll have to put that on my North Alabama bucket list.
Yes, you definitely need to. Yeah, it is a lot of fun. It's out in the middle of nowhere. You're driving and you're thinking, are we lost? And then all of a sudden, there it is. And it is so amazing. And one really cool thing about Spring Valley Beach is that you can bring your own food. Most of these other water parks, you know, will not allow outside food or drinks, but you can bring food. They've got pavilions that's close to the pool and you can even grill. They've got grills there.
Oh, so wow.
You can, yeah, grill out.
It's a whole day experience.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And of course they have concessions as well. So. But yeah, that is one neat feature at Spring Valley Beach. And then they've got a lot of other little twisty slides. They're a lot of fun. And then there's this other slide. I can't think of what the name of it is, but you kind of start off and it's like this really steep hill that you go down in a float and then you go back up. And then anyway, you kind of seesaw there for a little bit. And again, I did not do that one. My niece did that one. Nope, not that much of a thrill seeker. Yeah. Yeah. She is definitely more the daredevil than I am.
That's fun.
Now the last water park on our list is the brand new Wildwater in Cullman, and it is opening in just a few days for the very first time. It is brand spanking new and it has a wave pool. So we'll have another wave pool here in North Alabama. It's called the Riptide. There's the splash station for kids that has 8 slides. They also have a lazy river called the Drift River. So again, you can just coast around the park. They've got several slides that sound really fun. There's one called the Torque, which is, they've named it the fastest slide. There's the Side Swipe. There's the Blitz, and they say that's for people who love fast. The Turbo Twister, the Rally Racer that you can compete with your friends. You can get in and see who can get down the fastest. The Blue Hurricane, which has quick turns. And the Cannonball, which is like the toilet bowl at Point Malheur. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And I've seen pictures of it and it just looks so amazing.
That does sound fun. That's another one to put on my bucket list.
Yes. I know. We should do like a water park tour. Parks are the job. You know, somebody's got to do it.
You got to add that to your, all your trails, a water park trail.
Oh, there you go. Like the way you're thinking there. They've also got lots of food and drinks at the Oasis Bistro, the Gully, or the Iceberg. So lots of splishing and splashing and rushing down water slides and eating and drinking. So, yeah, ton of fun. Haley, now that we've talked about all these water parks and the different features, what is your favorite thing to do at the water park?
So 10-year-old Haley would be at the top of those giant slides, doing the ones that go straight down, that your whole body lifts off the slide. But 27-year-old Haley is definitely going to be in the lazy river, just floating and relaxing.
I agree with you. Yeah. It's funny how when we get older, we're like, yeah, let's just chill.
Right. That is me. I'm very laid back and I just want to chill.
Okay. Well, we always ask our Facebook followers what question they want asked on our podcast. And this is the winning question today: which water parks have a lazy river? And so, like we've mentioned, Point Mallard has a lazy river, the Sand Mountain Water Park has a lazy river, and then Wildwater and Coleman. So there's three parks that have the lazy river. So if y'all like chilling like we do, then those three, that's where you want to go for the lazy rivers. Most of the water parks open Memorial Day weekend and they go through Labor Day weekend. But as always, you want to check for hours and times before you travel to a water park. This episode was so fun and it makes me want to leave the office and head straight to the pool and relax.
Oh, yes.
We should just grab our beach towels and go, right?
Definitely. I'm on my way.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Haley. You had great insight about the water parks in North Alabama. Now, for our listeners out there, where can they find you on social media?
You can find us at Explore Lake Gunnersville on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, and TikTok.
Perfect. And North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next time with more about unexpected adventures in North Alabama. This has been another episode of the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Malia Hames and produced by Relic.